Welcome to the healing power of your dreams on UK Health Radio. I'm Teresa Chung, dream decoder, spiritual growth expert, and your guide to the hidden wisdom of your inner world. Each week, we explore how your nighttime dreams, daydreams, and waking intuitions hold powerful messages for healing, insight, manifesting, and personal transformation. Even just by listening each week, you'll start tuning in more deeply to your own inner voice, waking up with greater clarity, purpose, a sense of connection to the invisible strings in your life, and dreams and gratitude for them on your mind. So join me weekly, live or on demand, and just like a dream, expect the unexpected. Yay! It's your recurring dream time again. I'm Teresa and I'm delighted you're here with me on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. Let's begin today's show with a fascinating dream hack for your well-being. It's called dream incubation, an ancient practice that's gaining modern scientific attention for its power to support healing and personal growth. Dream incubation simply means setting an intention before you sleep. You focus on a question, worry, or goal and invite your dreaming mind to respond. So tonight, as you lie down, take a few deep, calming breaths and whisper a gentle question or statement like, "What is my next step towards healing?" or "How can I feel more empowered tomorrow?" Why does this work? Because in the moments before you drift into sleep, that beautiful liminal state, your logical, analytical brain begins to quiet down and your unconscious mind becomes more open to guidance and insight. This is the moment when your inner world is most receptive. This is the moment for your dreams to take center stage. And when you ask your dreams for help, you're essentially consulting the deepest and wisest part of you. Dreams are powerful tools for self-awareness. They mirror your hidden feelings, reveal patterns, and can help you heal from the inside out. Your dreams are like emotional x-rays, showing you what's really going on beneath the surface of your waking life and what really matters to you. So if you've had a dream that's touched you, confused you, or made you curious, I'd love to hear about it. Email me at thehealingpowerofyourdreams@gmail.com and I'll aim to reply either by email or live on air during this or a future episode. Now, speaking of decoding your dreams with unflinching honesty, I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome today's special guest. She is one of the world's most recognized dream experts, a frequent guest on television and radio, and a best-selling author. If you've ever gone online trying to search for a meaning, the chances are her name will come up. And it's such a joy having her on the show today. And if you are listening live, I hope you can feel the collective surge in dream power she is bringing with her. Lori Quinn Loewenberg has kept a dream journal since she was a child. One night, at the age of 19, her deceased grandfather visited her in a dream and gave her a life-changing message. It was then that she decided to dedicate herself to finding out what dreaming is, why we do it, and what it means. With a background in dream psychology, Lori is now a professional dream analyst and author of numerous titles, including one I absolutely love called Dream On It. She has been featured on CNN, Good Morning America, Fox Business, The View, Live with Kelly and Ryan, Dr. Oz, E!, and is a recurring guest expert on The Today Show. She currently resides in Florida with her beautiful family and orange tabby, Sigmund. Please join me in welcoming to UK Health Radio today the waking dream that is Lori Quinn Loewenberg. Hello, Lori.
Thank you so much for including my beautiful cat, Sigmund, in that introduction.
How could we not? And I'm going to jump right in with this question. I have asked you before, but listeners of UK radio who haven't heard our interviews before will not know the answer. You are a Jungian psychologist, dream analyst. So why Sigmund? Yeah. for the cat? Why have you brought Freud in there?
Only because the name Sigmund rolls off the tongue better than Carl. Come here, Sigmund. Sounds better than come here, Carl. That's all.
And is the cat living up to her or his name?
He's the most amazing cat that God ever put on this earth. So, yes.
He is making dreams just like you. But
He is a dream, yeah.
I mentioned our live listeners here and the collective dream energy we are creating with this show every week. Do you believe that because people are listening right now and thinking about their dreams, because this is the subject matter of this show, that they are more likely to have vivid dreams tonight and recall them in the morning?
Yes, the more you talk about your dreams, the more it's on your mind, the more space it takes up in your mind during the day. 100% you're going to remember your dreams more at night. You're not necessarily going to dream more, you're just going to remember them more.
Because what you've paid attention to during the day will show up in your dreams at
Yes.
night. Thank you. But Laurie, let's go back to the beginning with you. What first ignited your passion for dream interpretation? Because it is quite an unusual profession to have. It's becoming more
Yeah.
mainstream now, thanks
Yes.
to the work that you've done. A lot of it is down to the work you've done. But what first inspired you to do this?
Well, my own dreams have always been vivid. I can remember them since I was 2, 3 years old. It's just a, I guess, a natural thing. Some people tend to remember their dreams more naturally than others. So I was blessed with that natural ability to remember them every single night. So I've always It's been a lifelong interest, but then it wasn't until, like you mentioned in the intro, after my grandfather died, and he, which I thoroughly believe was his consciousness visiting me while in the dream state, and that dream, even though all my dreams are always wonderful and amazing to experience, that dream was different. It felt different. It was far more real. I smelled him. I still felt him when I woke up. It was a different experience in the dream state. So that made me realize this is a really powerful thing. We all do it. What is it? Why is it? That's what propelled me to study dream psychology, to understand this part of ourselves. And I was so amazed by how practical our dreams are when you understand how they work. And even though they feel very ethereal and magical and otherworldly, they're very innerworldly. It's our own inner world, that helps our outer world.
Absolutely. I mean, that dream, I mean, I can see you here because we are having a visual Zoom as we're talking. You're listening to Laurie, but I can see when she's talking about that dream, she's back in it, and that's the mark of a powerful dream, isn't it? You never forget.
Yeah.
Would you mind telling what happened in that dream if it isn't too personal?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, just talk.
So it was 2 weeks after my grandfather's death. Now I was 19, and that was the first impactful death I'd experienced because we were very close. And then when you experience an impactful death for the first time, it rocks your world, but not in a good way. You know, it changes your perception of just existence. You know, this person that always was a part of your life now no longer exists. And then when, you know, we had an open casket funeral, and then you see the body, it's not them anymore, but it's them. It's a weird thing to process. So seeing the body made me feel my belief in the afterlife crumbled like that. I no longer believed. And I was raised Christian to believe, you know, we go on after death. And so that also reality melting away that there's nothing after this. We're just that thing I see in the casket. I went into a deep depression. You know, I was having a existential crisis, I guess you could say. And so about 2 weeks after that, I had a dream where I was in a museum And I was walking arm in arm with my grandfather. Down in the South, we call him Papaw. So I was walking with my Papaw, and I knew he was dead. I had that awareness. And so I asked him, "What's it like where you are?" And he turned to me and he said, "Well, I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you is that it is secure." And then he gave me a kiss on the forehead and gave me a hug, and he turned and he walked up the staircase. And as he was walking up the staircase, the dream dissolved. And I woke up and I was laying there, still feeling his presence like I felt it in that dream. But I could also smell his Old Spice.
Incredible.
He always wore Old Spice. That was just his signature smell. And I laid there for the longest time trying to understand what just happened, you know? And I thought about what he said, the word secure. What a strange thing to say to describe heaven or whatever the afterlife is. But the more I thought about it, the more sense it made. When you're secure, you don't fear illness. You don't fear taxes. You don't fear money trouble. You don't fear anything. You're secure.
Beautiful. That is beautiful, and I guess that dream helped you deal with the grief in a way that nothing else could, because it reminded you that the relationship in spirit was ongoing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that somewhere in time or outside of time, whatever, he was still alive within and around you. That's beautiful. And I guess over the years that you've been doing this now, you must have had many people writing to you about afterlife signs.
Yes.
Dreams.
Yes, and it's so comforting
Yeah.
what people have experienced and tell me. And there's certain elements in these, what I call contact dreams, that seem to be very prevalent, that to me seems to signify it is an actual communication as opposed to just a dream. Because, of course, every time you dream of someone you love that has died, doesn't mean it's a communication. Most of the time, it's you psychologically figuring something out in your life, and the person in your dream represents an aspect of yourself you share with them or a point in time. You know, it can mean several things. So, what I have found seems to be common elements in actual contact dreams are these.
Please share, please.
The person communicating with you in the dream looks great. You know, they look vibrant, they look alive, they look the best they've ever looked. There's like a glow about them. A lot of these dreams take place in a kitchen because that's the place of nurturing, that's the place of planning, that's the place where the family gathers and where there's love and fellowship. Also, they tend to have a message, which is along the lines of, "I am still here. Everything is as it should be. It is okay."
I have personal experience of that too, Laurie. With me, it was my departed mother. It was the bedroom setting, but it tends to be realistic, homely settings, doesn't it? And you do wake up with this knowing, just a knowing that this
Yeah,
is.
the knowing. You just know it feels different.
It's beautiful. For people listening who've not, can you, if you haven't had an afterlife dream or met a departed loved one in the dream state, would you recommend trying to incubate that, or would you just say, let it happen naturally? If it doesn't happen, it's not meant to be. That they communicate in other ways through maybe signs in your waking life.
That's a good question, and I've been asked that, you know, can I incubate it? And I wish I could give you a definitive answer, yes, you should, or no, you shouldn't, because both, you know, have their good and their bads. You know, if you incubate it, it could raise the odds of getting a contact dream. You know, put a photo of them on your bedside. If they had a signature smell, like my grandfather always smelled like Old Spice, you know, maybe your grandmother always smelled like cinnamon, whatever the case may be, get that smell, put it on your pillow or near your bed so you smell it as you drift off. You know, write about them, think about them as you drift off. That can help. But also, it can be extremely frustrating if it doesn't work, and then you feel like a failure. Not a failure. It's just, it's probably best to let it happen. Because it's up to them, not you.
I think with anything, especially with dream work, psychic training as well, anytime you try to force and strain, it has to be natural, and you just need
Yeah.
work on your dream recall. But for people who are going through maybe poor dream recall right now, I know you're probably asked this question a lot, because I certainly am. Can you give some tips for people listening right now? Not necessarily for a dream of the afterlife, but any kind of dream recall when they wake up, because research does show that waking up with dream recall is really good news for your brain and your holistic well-being these days.
Yes, because the guidance and the answers, and even just the funny elements in your dream are, a great way to start your day. And they give you something to talk about in the morning with your family or your partner. Okay, so I think the one definitive thing I would recommend, and this is also the most effective, when you wake up, whether it's in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or you're waking up for good in the morning, is do not move your body. Stay put. Do not roll over. Stay in the exact position you woke up in, because that is the position your body was in when you were dreaming. If you move or roll over, you're basically unplugging yourself from the dream you were just in seconds ago. So give yourself like 3 to 5 minutes of quiet, still time before you get up and start your day. You need that magical few minutes to get back into the dream, to capture the experience you just had and imprint it into your memory as you play it back in your head. And then whatever you remember, even if it's a tiny piece, that's a great start. Write it down or record it into your phone, because if you don't, odds are good it's going to be gone after breakfast.
Of course it is. So don't blink either, because I read something
Right.
opening your eyes and moving your eyeballs, that actually redirects the brain. So you've got to stay
Good point.
in that dream state. So don't blink, don't move, just for a few minutes. Would you recommend tuning into your heart and your gut, because they are often associated with intuition, especially with modern research showing that they like the precognitive organs of the body when you're still sort of
Yeah.
hearing what your heart and gut tell you.
100%, because whatever emotion is sitting with you, however you're kind of feeling, that's very likely a remnant of the dream that's still there within you. So yeah, tune into that. If you're not getting any imagery or storyline, if you just have an emotion or an earworm, maybe there's a song that's like playing in your head, or just even words that are sticking with you, that's likely from the dream. So tune into that. Let it roll around in your head. And if that's all that remains and you don't get any dream, just that earworm or that feeling, that's important. Write it down.
Because nothing is random when it comes from the dream.
Right.
Oh, I'm loving this conversation, and I know that everyone listening is too. Please don't go away, because we have much more precious wisdom from Lori Quinn Loenberg, the dream expert, after the break.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everyone. It's your recurring dream time on UK Health Radio, and I'm with the amazing Lori Quinn Loenberg, one of the world's leading dream experts. Now, before the break, Lori was encouraging us on waking to keep still and keep the memory of the dream alive. But when you do have fragments coming through, Lori, you write them down. Can you walk us through how you would encourage UK Health Radio listeners to then decode, try to find the meaning behind that dream?
Sure. What you want to do, probably one of the most helpful things you can do is look at the day before the dream. If you woke up this morning thinking about your dream and you're thinking about the actions and the conversation and whatever happened in the dream, then look at yesterday and see if you can connect the dots to what was said in the dream, to what happened in the dream, to how you felt in the dream, because there's likely a very strong connection between your dream last night and what happened in your day yesterday, what you thought about yesterday, what affected you yesterday. Because dreams tend to be reactionary. They follow the day, they're a continuation of your thought stream and emotions from the day. And then when you dream at night, you're kind of doing a commentary on what happened that day, and you're finding solutions to whatever your struggle was that day. You're figuring it out. So that's one of the best tips I can give on figuring out your dreams. Also, what's really important, extremely important, is anything you can remember saying in the dream, no matter who says it in the dream, whatever is said, or whatever you think to yourself while in the dream will be very telling. And whatever is said in the dream will likely apply to something going on in your real life right now. So just ask yourself, where does this statement make sense in my real life right now? Or where does this thought process I had in the dream fit my real life right now? There will be a strong connection, and you'll go, aha, makes sense.
That light bulb moment,
Yep.
that when you know the dream's correctly decoded. And as you're speaking, there is actually now, and this is in the last 10 years, a lot of research into dream work and how empowering it can be. When you're working with people writing your books, do you reference the science and the psychology, or do you prefer to just do that as a footnote or have it there in case people ask? I'm just curious what your approach is now. Are people interested in that side of it, what the science of consciousness says about dreams and their meanings and all that? And where are you at with it? Because I know you're a psychologist.
People are, I have found in my 30 years of experience that people most, if I had to give a percentage off the top of my head, I'd say people 90% just want to know the meaning and how to figure it out. There is the other 10%, the more analytical minds that go, well, why? How does what's going on in the brain that causes this to happen? And so I will touch on that. In my books, and whenever I'm doing, media appearances, I'll touch on that when asked. But, most people, we live in this fast food world, this instantaneous, instant gratification mindset that we all have now. They're like, well, that's cool and all, but what does it mean?
And for someone listening who wants to know what their dream that they had last night and they can't forget means, is there a way to get in touch with you? What book would you recommend that they should start with, if especially if they're new to your work?
Yeah, my book that, and it's my most recent and most thorough, is Dream On It, like Sleep On It. Dream On It, Unlock Your Dreams, Change Your Life. And that one is, well, each chapter is covers a different element, a different category of dreaming. There's the animal chapter. And in that chapter, I teach you how all your animal dreams are usually connected to your behaviors in real life. And then there's the house chapter. And so in that chapter, I teach you how the house and all the different parts of the house, the bathroom, the attic, the basement, represent the different parts of your personality, yourself. And then, the nightmare chapter, I teach how that all the different types of nightmares we get are connected to your most difficult and upsetting issues. So, and there's a nice dream dictionary in the back. So that's probably the book I would recommend the most. And you can also reach me online at my website, laurielowenberg.com. But Laurie Lowenberg is hard to spell. So if you just Google dream expert, I'll come up. I think I'm like the first three that come up when you Google dream expert. And also all my social media, X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, all are Laurie the Dream Expert, Laurie, Laurie the Dream Expert.
Oh, that's a whole universe of dreams there. That's wonderful, wonderful portal. And I love the way that you said touching on the science does matter. It's kind of comforting to know that right now there are visionary scientists out there researching consciousness and the dreaming mind. And I'm just going to just drop into this because I think it does matter that this is happening. I think it's such a wonderful time to be alive, especially if you're a dream work expert, because we have a very special message for your show, Laurie, from IONS, and one of the lead scientists there, Dr. Arnaud Delorme, who's one of the world's leading neuroscientists who actually developed the most commonly used EEG software in the world. And you may recall, listeners of this show, that we've already had several IONS experts on the show, Dr. Dean Radin and Helena Wahbe. And this is just a little message from them to remind you that they're still there working away at the science, and they are inviting all UK Health Radio listeners to a remarkable free online event this November, which is dedicated to transformative research into the life-changing power of the dreaming mind. So let's just play that now. It's just a minute.
Is it possible that a machine could truly think, feel, or even be self-aware? As artificial intelligence becomes more integrated into our lives, these questions are moving from science fiction to compelling scientific inquiry. I'm Arnaud Delorme, scientist at the Institute of Noetic Sciences, also known as IONS. We've been researching consciousness and psychic abilities for over 50 years. We believe exploring the nature of consciousness in all its form is essential for our collective future. We hope you'll join us for a special online event as we present the winners of the $100,000 Linda G. O'Brien Noetic Science Research Prize. This year, we challenge the world's brightest mind to create a testable framework for understanding how to design a conscious AI. One of the restrictions advised it had to be involved some form of non-local consciousness. So this is an AI that would be based on universal consciousness and love. Don't miss the free event on Friday, November 21st, From Algorithms to Awareness, a Noetic Exploration of Conscious AI. Visit noetic.org/prize. Again, that's noetic.org/prize to learn more. Register even if you can't attend live so you can receive the recording. We hope you'll be part of this historic event exploring the future of conscious AI, and we'll see you at the event.
So you're probably wondering, if you listen to that, this is all about AI, conscious AI. Aren't we talking about the dreaming mind? Well, it's really fascinating, Laurie, isn't it, that right now scientists are investigating whether we can teach machines how to dream, and I would love your thoughts on that.
I've actually been talking with AI about what it would be like if they dreamed.
Oh, please share.
And it described to me that it would be similar to our dreams in that it would problem solve while dreaming. It would learn how to connect data to data. And I've actually, it's interesting that we're talking about AI because I think last time you and I talked, Teresa, we did discuss AI and how fast it's going. And I have reluctantly embraced it because it's just the future. You've got to embrace it or you're going to be
I'm
left
with you
behind.
there. I'm with you there. You can.
And it is going to replace a lot of human talent. So to get ahead of it, I'm building it right now and it's almost ready to launch. I have built a AI dream interpretation app which I have been training for the last 2 months to think like me
Wow.
and to use my methods and learn how to ask my questions when interpreting your dream. And the cool thing about it, this is the dopamine hit you get at the end of the process. By the time you're done going through the analysis process with my AI brain, there will be an image, a snapshot of your dream waiting for you with you in it.
I've seen some of those online, and that's why I wanted to know this Ions. It's just synchronicity. It's wonderful because Ions was doing this, and I thought this is going to match with what Laurie's doing right now. You are so cutting edge. And you've played some of these online. They're sensational, where we actually get to see your dream, how it happened and rolled out. Fascinating. So you're not frightened of working with AI in dream work. You think the two are compatible. That's basically what I want to know.
Yeah, I do think they're very compatible because the way AI works is very much the way the subconscious mind works when it's creating a dream for you. It pulls from all these different areas to give you an answer, and the subconscious does the same thing. It pulls from all the different memories and experiences and all the things that are you in order to give you a picture, a snapshot of your psyche right now in order to help you. Right now.
An unflinchingly honest picture as
Yeah,
well.
brutally honest,
Both
yes.
the shadow and the light. And that's why I think, AI is mirroring us, showing
Yep.
fascinating. That is another show. You'll have to come back and talk to that. But we go to the part of the show now, which is like a dream, because a dream is surprising and unexpected. And have a wonderful lady who's just joined us called Jules Standish. And I know, Laurie, that she would love to announce who she is, her story, and ask you a question based on her decades of research in a different but very related area. Jules, the stage is yours.
Oh, thank you, ladies. It's so lovely to be here. Thank you for asking me. And I'm fascinated by the world of dreams, and I have been working in colour for 20 years. So I'm a colour consultant, a colour therapist. So I help people to put them in the colours that suit them best genetically. So I work very much on the physical, helping people to wear the right genetic colours for their skin tone and their colouring so that they can look their most attractive. But I also work on an energetic level. So I always like to be able to feel the energy when I put the right shade of a color and the right color on somebody to lift their energy and really lift their spirits too. So it's like a feel good as well as a look good. And I also work with color psychology. So I help people to understand that there might be certain colors that they could wear for different events. So if they're feeling very low in energy, to wear some red to increase their adrenaline and also to give the image of being very passionate about what they do and helping to increase their adrenaline too. So I use colour very mindfully in lots of different aspects, spiritually and physically. So my question really is, if one dreams in certain colours, does that have a message or a significance that we need to be mindful of and maybe work with when we wake up and we've had that dream? Are there specific colors that might be telling us something that we need to look at for ourselves?
100% yes. Colors and dreams are extremely important, especially when they stand out to you. If a particular color is a prominent element of your dream, that is absolutely a very important message for you from your wise subconscious mind. Now, there are colors that have meanings that are kind of archetypical for all of us. Yellow can often represent joy. Blue can often represent depression, the blues, sadness. Black can represent mystery. White can represent new beginnings, wiping the slate clean. But dreams are as unique as the dreamer, and the elements in the dream are as unique as the dreamer. So when I'm working with a client and there's a color in their dream, that they want to know about, I'll say, okay, well, what does that particular color remind you of? I'll give you an example. I had a client who had this kind of a limey green color in her dream, and she wanted to know why that was such a prevalent element of her dream. And I said, okay, that a limey green is a unique, specific color. It wasn't just green, it was limey green. So I said, well, Does that particular shade of green remind you of anything? Where does your mind go when you visualize that color? And she said, oh, well, it reminds me of the color of the slime on Nickelodeon. Do you have Nickelodeon there in the UK?
Yes, we do, yes.
Okay. So, you know, on that, I forget what show it was, but they dumped the slime on you. Okay. So that's where
Green
her mind
slime.
went.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm
Yeah,
there.
getting slime. Okay. So that was the color of the green in her dream. And that's where her brain went when I asked her that, you know, just let your brain go. And so she got that dream because she had been being dumped on in real life by a friend.
Wow.
So the dream was prominent because it was being brutally honest with her about her how her friend had been treating her.
Wow. So I totally understand what you're saying about the uniqueness because every person I work with will have colors that have emotional connections for them. So they might have had a, you know, and green actually is a typical one for people who have often worn green as a school uniform and not enjoyed it, not had a good experience. So they will look at
Interesting.
green and they'll go, oh, no, Jules, no, green's no good. And I'll go, yeah, but there are actually more shades of green than any other color, but there are so many different shades of green. And because it's the color of balance and harmony, and that we see in nature, it's that calming color. It would be a shame not to embrace green in some aspect, but let's find a shade that makes you feel happy and not goes into some kind of trauma from the past.
Right, yeah.
Not
Turning
lime.
a negative into a positive.
Not lime, absolutely. Not slime green.
What about black and white dreaming? And sorry, some people
Okay.
don't dream in color at all.
Right. So that's a good question. Now, most of us dream in color. If you see in color, you're going to dream in color. But sometimes your dreams, the colors can be muted or feel like kind of a sepia tone or a black and white tone. And when that happens, first off, the colors are muted. That's a telltale sign of depression. You know, like then you're feeling like the color is out of your life when you're depressed, and your dreams will reflect that. Shades of gray can represent depression. But a black and white dream can also be a message to you about something from the past, your past, that's at play right now. So it gives it that old time movie, black and white, or old TV show, black and white feel to say, hey, this dream, I'm coming to you from your past because there's something from then that's affecting you now.
Beautiful. What about black and white as well, sort of cut and dried? Would you say that?
Yes, also. Yeah, it's just black and white. It's
Obvious.
either this or it's that. There's not a whole lot of thinking you need to do on this issue. It's this or it's that. Make a choice.
Would you say that red perhaps then maybe is a warning because red's got two
Yeah.
sides to it. You know, red's got that energy and passion and romance and sexiness, but it's also got, you know, red traffic lights, stop,
Yeah,
danger.
red flag warning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh.
so good question. So you want to pay attention to how the red is appearing in your dream. What is red, or how does the red make you feel? Is it and the tone of your dream. If you've got red in a dream that's a frustrating or an upsetting dream, then likely the red is going to be this dream is a red flag. But if the red is in a dream where, like, maybe you're in a beautiful Victorian home with red wallpaper and there's red roses, it could be about passion. You know, the other elements of the dream are important to pay attention to, too,
And
because
maybe what
they're
you're
all
saying
a
also here,
piece.
then the shade, because
Yeah,
a very
yes,
bright red is going to
yes.
make you go, whoa, but a really rich, in fact, I've just written about burgundy today in for a royal family member, and it's like that's very elegant and sophisticated and kind of really deeply warming rather than vibrant and whoa.
Yes.
What?
And also, you know, a pastel or a lighter color can mean that this emotion or whatever it is that the color represents to you is fading. So, for example, I was working with a client who had a very pale blue in her dream, a very pale blue dress. And so that was actually about her depression that was fading because she addressed it, hence the play on words of the dress.
Oh, dreams love to pun. Jules, thank you
Yes.
for bringing Technicolor into this. This conversation could run and
Oh,
run.
we could be on for all day, so you better stop me talking about it. But it's been, honestly, thank you, ladies. What a
Unfortunately,
pleasure for me. Thank
it's
you.
an absolute pleasure
Yeah.
and joy. Thank you, Jules Standish, color expert, therapist, author. I'm delighted that you joined the conversation. Thank you. And the material world, unfortunately, is invading again. We have to cut to a commercial break, but please don't go anywhere. More gripping, dreamlike conversation with Lori Quinn Loenberg and some superstar guests coming in on the other side.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healing Power of Your Dreams on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. And time is disappearing, as it tends to happen whenever you talk about dreams or you're dreaming. And I'm going to welcome to the show Donna, who's joined and has a question for Laurie. So Donna, please take centre stage, introduce yourself, share who you are, and then please ask our special guest Laurie a question. And thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. Hello to all of you. My name is Donna Massey. I'm a writer, and I published a book called The Taking, and it's about UFOs, the UFO and alien abduction mystery, and dreams play heavily into my story. And just briefly, it's a suspenseful sci-fi thriller that is also emotional, and it's about a young girl and her father. Who are being besieged by these strange otherworldly events. And at the same time, they're grieving the loss of Vera's mother, who disappeared mysteriously years earlier. And it turns out that Vera is having some of the same experiences that her mother apparently did years before. And the father is grappling with this, not accepting it, that it could be true. And so it takes you on a chilling and emotional roller coaster ride.
As every dream does, Donna. Do you have a question for Laurie about, I'm sure you have, about alien abductions or...
Well, yes.
The conversation we're going to have now.
Dreams are often part of what people who allegedly have... our alien abductees have how they recall their experiences. So my question for you is, I'd like to hear your opinion on whether these alien abduction experiences are real events, or are they only vivid dreams?
I'm just going to jump in there because I have to say, I'm wondering, I must ask our producer, Johan, if this is a first on UK Health Radio, alien abduction. I'm wondering. Anyway, I'll find out later. But Laurie, the honour goes to you to deal with this and talk about it. Get some dream light on this. Wonderful. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Okay, Donna, very, very good question. So this is another one of those topics where I'm 50-50 on. Now, for sure, definitively, I can say that the majority of these dreams are dreams. In fact, they tend to be sleep paralysis episodes where you feel you're aware of your surrounding, you're in your bed, you're in your room, you're paralyzed, you cannot move your body, and then you feel a presence in the room, and it's usually a dark, sinister feeling presence. And then you will feel sensations in your body like vibration or like you're being lifted up. And science has explained that experience, how we're stuck in the in-between state of sleep, hypnagogia, and our brain hasn't been able to reactivate our skeletal muscles yet, so we are still paralyzed from REM sleep, and the amygdala, the fear center of the brain, is highly active during this experience. And that's why this experience feels so foreboding. It's also a hallucinatory experience. So we'll see, a dark presence or whatever in the room. And it's usually over like that. And then you can move again and you're fine, but it's very scary. That's the majority of these. But that's not to say that this doesn't actually happen. It is, what is the word I'm looking for? It's, I mean, I mathematical odds are there's definitely other life than us in this universe. And mathematical odds are that it is more advanced than we are because we are young. If you've ever seen Cosmos with Carl Sagan and he compares the universe to a calendar. We're still in like January, I think, as far as our development. So I'm very open to and believe that, yeah, some of these perhaps are abductions.
Donna, where are you with it? Do you believe in life out there, the truth?
I definitely do believe that there's life out there in the universe aside from us, intelligent life. I tend to believe that these alien abduction experiences, not in every reported case, but in some, are real. I did at one point see something and have a memory of something that I can't necessarily explain, but I've read enough reports that where there is accompanying physical evidence, that I tend to believe that it is going on. You know,
What
I
kind of
don't believe everything
evidence?
I hear. Well, physical evidence from cases. There's a famous case from the US, the Benny and Barney Hill alien abduction story. It's quite old now, but it's very famous because there is so much physical evidence. And for instance, spots on the back of their car after this event, which turned out to be radioactive. Articles of
We are going
clothing were
into a
damaged. A
Donna.
star map that Betty apparently redrew under hypnosis that she saw.
This is another show, Donna. This really
Yes, I know. Well, I'll stop there,
wild
but.
dream. I'm it's so fascinating, but who knows? We don't know the answers. But Laurie,
No.
do you think aliens, what that would their dreams be like if aliens are real? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good question because they would have to be far, far more advanced than us if they're coming here. So, do they evolve beyond dreaming where they don't need to dream because their brain has evolved
Because
beyond needing to dream?
they are self-aware enough. Oh my goodness. This is Donna, thank you for really, really energizing this conversation and taking it in a wonderful, unexpected direction, which is what I love about this show because it mirrors dreams, which are unexpected. You never know what's going to happen next, often in a dream state. So thank you, Donna, and talking about your book, The Taking, I believe what it was called. Thank you. And I'm going to welcome now Alan. Alan, are you going to ground us or are you going to make us spiral ever higher? This is Alan Wildsmith. Please introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, your book, your work, and the question you have for our special guest today, Laurie Quinn Loewenberg.
Yeah, hi everyone. I'm Alan Wildsmith. I'm a recent author, so quite new. I've done like a book on botanics and dreaming, and you know, with a couple of professors. I've given the psychotherapeutic edge, and they've given the hard science. But I'm here to let your listeners know about my book, which is totally unique. And I know everyone has to say that, but it really is totally unique because it came to me in a dream, and it was a voice in a dream that tempted me into interpreting the Book of Job. The voice actually said, if you interpret the Book of Job correctly, and it said correctly, which was a bit strange, then you'll be able to eat very well. And that was the beginning of the journey with the book, which wasn't meant to be a book at that point in time. I just thought, well, I'm a bit of a loose end. So, you know, I'll get into this. I'll start interpreting the Book of Job. And it turned out to be my book, which is called Sympathy for Yahweh, Creative Interpretations of the Book of Job. So I'm a psychotherapist as well as an author. I'm also a father, husband, and, you know, I pay the bills as well as everybody else does. So, yeah, but I was in an interesting part of the world when I had that dream as well, because my partner's an anthropologist. So we were in Africa, in Kisumu, in Kenya, when I had that dream. So, yeah, I had a lot of time on my hands to interpret it. And the really great thing that was totally unexpected, like the voice in the dream at the start, was that it was a dream that endorsed the correct interpretation. So I let myself go creatively with it. It's not academic rigor. It's quite funny, this book, but the journey that it took me on was incredible.
Sounds wonderful, Alan. Do you have a question for Laurie about it, about the voice in the dream?
Yeah, I really do.
Her insight.
Yeah, yeah. So because it was a voice in a dream and it was quite direct, I was thinking, like, usually that comes from a dream figure for me. One, you know, more regularly that comes from a dream figure. And what I mean is by that is a person or an animal in a dream will speak to me directly. But this voice was disembodied. It was a presence. And just for the image of the dream, we were hovering above a half picture frame that was laying in the grass. So yeah, I want to know, is there a difference in meaning between a voice from a dream figure and from a disembodied presence?
Good question. So my motto is, dreams are messages from you to you about you in order to improve you. And so, as you probably know, every character in your dream is some part of you. So whenever you're spoken to in a dream, of course, whatever is said is a message from you to you. But it will show up in different forms because it will be a different part of you talking to you. Mm. So if, for example, you dream of your wife saying something to you, it's not really her talking to you. It's how you regard her, or an issue you share with her or about her, where you're talking to yourself about her. I don't know if I explained that well. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when you have a dream where you're being spoken to, but it's a disembodied voice, like you said, that's your very core you, your intuition, your soul, your you, everything you, talking to you, your purpose you, talking to you.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, that's kind of where I was with it. Yeah, but I like the fact that you kind of you talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
The absence of a dream figure kind of makes it more about the wider self, I guess, as Jung might put it, with a couple.
Yeah, and so it's not about really anything else. Like if you dream your wife talking to you, you know, it will be giving you a message that somehow involves her, about her, how you regard her. If it's a disembodied voice, then it's all about you.
Right.
All right. About you, Alan. I love this. I wish we had more time because this conversation could run and run. Thank you, Alan Wildsmith, for sharing your story, your incredible dream. And We're going to have to close the show. I time's just gone. Laurie,
it went fast, yeah.
Are you surprised that the UK is so open-minded to all this?
Oh, UK is more open-minded than the US in a lot of areas.
This is wonderful, but I would like to thank you so much from my heart and soul for being here today. Just give you a quick recurring dream tip, everyone listening. When a dream symbol or theme repeats, it's a sign that something in your waking life still needs your attention. Write it down, reflect on what's repeating, and listen with compassion, because your inner world is trying to guide you towards balance and resolution and healing. And now I'd love to hand over the close of this show to my wonderful special guest today, Laurie Quinn Loewenberg. She's going to leave us with one final dream takeaway and then play out the show with her chosen song and the reason why she chose it for you, UK Health listeners, radio listeners, to listen to today. Over to you, Laurie. Take it away.
Okay, so a dream tip and then my song?
Please.
Okay. All right, so a dream tip for you. Okay, we kind of talked on this earlier. Pay very close attention to what is said in the dream, no matter who says it. What is said is a very important grouping of words meant for you to know right now, and it will apply somewhere in your real life. What is said is a big message for you. And the song we're going to go out with is actually my son's song. He's part of a duo called Highlight. You can find them on Spotify, and they do EDM music, which is club music, electric dance music. And he's really up and coming. He's got a huge audience. He's going to be a big deal. And this is their song. I hope you enjoy it.
I know we will. Thank you, Laurie.
Thank you, and sweet dreams.